I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This production contains scenes of graphic violence and strong language, which some listeners may find offensive.
We're alive. Scout's honor. Written by Elisa Elliott and K.C. Wayland. Chapter 2. Between Two Harbors. Part 2 of 2.
See your yacht. Golden tan, right?
Yeah. No, me neither.
Aren't yachts huge? How hard could it be to find? Where is it?
It's gone.
What do you mean it's gone?
It's a yacht. It can't just disappear.
I guess they must have left.
Are you kidding me? So where do we go now?
Do you think something happened to them?
They may have fled when the town went crazy. Maybe it started here.
Great. We came all this way, through all that, for nothing.
Where would your parents go?
I guess back to our vacation house in Avalon.
You guess?
Avalon? That's like 20 miles away. We don't even know if that's where they are. What do we do now?
There are other boats here.
We'll take one of them.
Do you even know how to steal a boat?
Maybe I can figure it out.
Great.
It will be great when it saves our lives.
Common, Lane, guys.
Shoot! No keys.
That was your big plan? Can you hotwire it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Why don't you think of something then?
Why not a sailboat?
Do you see any out here? They're all gone.
Stop fighting!
Guys, shut up! Look. We all turn to see there's an enormous group of them, walking towards the center of town, almost like an army. So many of them are coming.
Forget the boat. We need to move.
Back to the fish hut. Now! Before they get here!
Ruby, keep your head down and follow me.
That was too close.
There's so many now.
Must be 100 of them.
What are they doing? Why are they all walking together like that?
Did you see all the scouts?
The infection spreads fast. It doesn't matter your age, but once you're one of them, you're on their team.
Well, good thing we got our own team.
I suppose we were lucky to make it out of camp when we did. Do you think they'll find us?
Hopefully the fish smell will keep protecting us.
I don't know if I can handle it much longer. What was that? What's happening?
It's the same sound from before.
Maybe they'll leave again?
Nope. They're all just standing around.
Oh my god. What are they doing?
They're communicating.
This is not good. Look.
I don't want to.
They're taking bodies out of the pile and dragging them towards the main road.
It's like the Loud One told them to do this.
Why?
I haven't figured that out yet.
And I really don't want to stick around to find out.
I think we might be the food.
Ugh, don't say that.
Sorry.
What do we do?
We need to make a new plan.
And do what?
Get away from these things. At least get out of the town. Somewhere else.
How? They are everywhere.
Did you guys see the other harbor on the way in? On the other side?
Harbor number 2 of 2 harbors.
Yeah, there's a little land bridge thingy between the coves.
The isthmus?
Yeah, the mismus.
Isthmus.
Right, that. Maybe we could get to the building on the other side. There wasn't much else over there.
The yacht club, yes! That'll be a safe spot to spend the night. It's far enough from Harbor 1 to give us some distance.
And it's gonna get dark soon. They might find us here if we stay.
But how do we plan on making it past those things?
Run?
Are you crazy? There's like so many of them!
Could we create a distraction or something?
Anything we do might draw them in closer.
Maybe we could use disguises.
Disguises? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Franklin! Yes, that's it!
No, Carmen's right. It's a stupid idea.
The fish! Take as much of it as you can. Roll it, stick it in your pockets, rub it in your hair.
Are you serious?
Yes, it'll disguise our scent. It's getting dark, so it'll be hard to see, and with this, they won't be able to smell us either.
It's not too far. It could work.
It's gross, but you're a genius, Zach.
This isn't going to work.
You got any better ideas? All right, then. Here, take some fish guts, Frankie.
Thanks. Here, Ruby.
Well, okay.
Carmen?
No. No, I'm done. You guys can do whatever you want. Ruby and I, we're out.
Are we?
But we followed these idiots into a literal death trap, and the boat wasn't even here.
But
what? We've already made the mistake of trusting you guys once. I won't do it again. Put down the fish, Ruby. Carmen, wait.
Come on, Carmen. Don't be like that.
I don't know why I even listened to you in the first place. I'm older. I'm a troop leader. You're just some self-centered bad boy wannabe hero.
Ouch.
Carmen.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anything to get us away from you three.
Carmen, stop. It does matter.
They are the reason we're in this mess in the first place.
Those monsters are why we're in this mess, not them.
We haven't seen one other person still like us. You think you're going to find someone else on this island who won't just leave you behind to save themselves? Those boats have sailed. We're all you have left. I'm sure all those dead people we just saw did their own thing, too. Go on your own. You might just end up at the bottom of the next pile.
Adventure Scout rule number 8. Always stick with your troop. This is our troop now, and I feel safer when we're all together. Fine. But I'm doing it for you, Ruby. Not them.
Thanks.
Here. Have some fish guts, Carmen.
I'm not so bad.
Stop playing around with the fish and let's just do this. Right. Sorry. Oh my god, the smell. I didn't think it could get any worse.
Try not to think about it.
Poor Breeze.
There are only a few of them left outside now by the pile. Far enough they won't see us.
Okay. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as those two grab bodies, we make our move.
As quickly and as quietly as we can.
And stick together.
Now.
Stay low and close to the buildings.
Ruby, you okay?
I've caught her. Watch out for yourself.
At the end of this building, we run to the Isthmus.
Isthmus.
Whatever, that way. Got it?
Wait.
What? What is it?
Gift shop. Real quick.
Zach, we need to keep going.
I need something.
What could you possibly need right now from a gift shop? It's gonna get us killed. I told you we shouldn't have listened to them.
Do we follow him?
We have to stick together. Go!
Shit. Come on.
Zach. He's back there. Jesus, they'll hear us.
Now's probably not the best time to shop for souvenirs.
I wish it wasn't so dark in here. I can't see anything.
What are you looking for?
Ooh, Starburst. Franklin.
For later.
We really need to move.
All right, just one more second. They gotta be here somewhere.
What is it? Maybe we can help you.
Got him. Let's go.
Something's just come in.
Hide.
What the F was that?
Shh.
It's the creepy little girl from the playground.
She's not a girl anymore.
Be quiet and nobody move. Stuck on the rack. Go now.
Move. Carmen, did you just throw your bow at her?
Yeah, I didn't have any more arrows and it was useless anyway. Don't roll your eyes at me, Blaine.
That was a lucky distraction.
Which we didn't need. What was so important?
Quiet. Just run faster. I think we're in the clear. Keep going.
Oh, that was terrifying.
That is more terrifying.
They have a leader.
I'm so tired.
And hungry. And smelly.
The club is just at the end of this beach. Let's go.
Club in.
It's really not that kind of establishment.
I know that. I'm just glad we made it.
It's deserted.
We should be careful, though.
Let's check the perimeter.
We walked around the whole outside of the club. It was a small, New England-y building. Really nice and right on the water. It had two private docks, but no boats were left. Most of the people probably jumped on their yachts and sailed away when everything started going down. Thankfully, it was deserted, so we made our way through the large wooden doors.
Hello? Hello?
I think it's clear.
Oh, thank goodness. Wow. Fancy.
Yeah, your parents definitely enjoy the finer things.
They do.
I would literally enjoy anything right about now. Fish smell or not, I'm starving. They must have something to eat in here, right?
A couch! So cozy. You're getting your fish guts on everything.
So what have they got to eat?
I'll check. The kitchen's right around the corner.
I'm hungry too, but what about the smell? It's everywhere.
I don't care about that. I don't think I'll ever move again.
Got some fish guts on your cheek.
Oh, here?
Other side.
Here?
No, I can get it if you want.
Wait, I got it. Oh, yuck. Okay, maybe I do care.
We might need to find a way to clean off.
Here, found some towels. We can wipe off what we can.
Thanks.
I never want to see another fish in my entire life.
So, looks like tonight's menu was lobster bisque, Dover sole, and beluga caviar.
Great.
Well, I don't care.
Me neither.
Sounds great. Whatever it is. Ugh, fine.
We need to eat to keep up our calories. Bon appetit!
We dug into the super fancy spread like we haven't eaten in months. You know I love your cooking, Mom, but this may have been the best food I've ever tasted.
Have some more of that.
I didn't think I'd like all this frou-frou stuff, but the caviar is actually pretty good.
Well, you're not really supposed to eat it by the fistful, but...
Yeah, there's about $1,000 worth in your mouth right now.
Seriously? Oh, there goes about $100 right there.
Guys, stop. I can't breathe.
I can't believe we're here.
At a yacht club? Yeah, me neither. My brothers will never let me live it down.
Well, that, but more like all of it. From camp to the fish hut, the docks. I kind of can't believe we made it.
We did almost die like 5 times today.
But we didn't.
Luck.
And Joe.
Who's Joe? Wasn't he a venture vulture this year? What happened with him?
When we were escaping camp, he jumped on a giant zombie, or... well, one of those things, and... he saved us.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
He sacrificed himself for us.
To Joe.
A hero and our true venture master.
To each other. I wouldn't be here right now if it weren't for you guys.
To each other.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right, fine. To us.
Cheers!
Cheers!
We're Alive. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
And now, back to the show.
The club always has the best food. I'm so full.
Me too.
Me three. We should probably do something about the smell now.
Oh, yeah. I was so hungry I almost forgot about that.
Is there a shower here?
No, but we could take turns rinsing off in the ocean.
I've travel toiletries in my pack. We can wash all this out of our hair.
Yes!
Alright, girls first. No peeking, boys.
Someone has to keep watch.
Safety first.
Just head out the back side of the club, so you can't be seen from the town.
Yeah.
Carmen and Ruby grabbed the towels and ran down to the dock. We watched from the window as they took off their uniforms and jumped into the water. And just their underwear. After the girls finished washing their hair and stuff, they washed their clothes and laid them out to dry on the dock. Then walked back to the club wrapped in towels. Gosh, now that I'd seen Ruby like that, I could barely look at her without turning into a tomato.
Your turn.
Just warning you, it's freezing.
Here, Franklin, take the soap and shampoo. Uh-huh. Are you okay?
Oh, he's fine.
The cold water will do them some good.
I bet it will.
We'll keep watch for you guys.
I could have literally died of embarrassment, but Blaine and Zach pulled me out of the club and down to the dock. Blaine waved to the girls watching in the window, then dove quietly into the water, clothes and all.
Come on in, it's fine.
All right, we have to be careful, not to be seen or heard.
What's wrong, Franklin?
Fine. Just a little cold.
It's, well, I'm not exactly the strongest swimmer.
Don't sweat it. You got me here.
Blaine is practically a fish.
Besides, I can just hold on to the dock.
Ooh, that's cold.
At least I'm free of the fish, finally.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, you're all good. I got you.
Oh, thanks. My mom hoped I'd get a little better at swimming here at camp. I was planning on getting a badge for it, actually.
Well, I can show you a few things. Watch. Point your toes and keep your fingers together, like this. Now, push the water down.
Like this?
Yeah, not bad.
Blaine, we don't have time for that right now. We should be focusing on getting clean and going back inside.
All right.
Thank you, anyway.
Of course. Like I said, we got your back.
It was freezing, but I have to admit, it felt great to finally be clean. It was also good to know I was with friends who actually seemed to care about me. I think we all looked out for each other. We scrubbed as fast as we could, and when we were done, we laid out our clothes to dry next to the girls and went inside.
Much better.
Thanks for the soap.
Don't mention it.
Here, we found these t-shirts in the cabinet. We can wear them in the meantime.
They're huge, but comfy.
Yagata Regatta 2007?
It's an annual boat race. I have about 10 of these in my closet.
I'm so tired. Do you think it's okay to fall asleep? I could barely keep my eyes open.
Yeah, it's too dark to go out anyway. But someone should keep watch just to be safe.
We could take turns.
I could take first shift. I'll be up for a while researching.
Why are you still messing with that? I thought it stopped working.
Well, the gift shop had fresh batteries.
You almost got us killed for fresh batteries?
I wanted to see what else was recorded on the camera.
I hate to agree with Carmen, but dude, batteries? Not your smartest moments.
Would you leave me alone? I need to see what's on here. I need to know. Like, who was Curtis?
Zach, you know you did what you had to do. And after what we saw today...
Look, I know. But I had to see what else could be on here.
Well, that was crazy. I was able to shake those...
That was the clip we already watched.
Yeah, it's the most recent. Let's see this one. It's the one right before.
Hey everyone, Curtis here. Finished up an awesome breakfast at the Harborian Cafe with Delilah. She's super tired from our 4 a.m. dive, so I am going solo today. Taking the Parsons landing loop. Hiked about an hour so far. Hopefully we'll reach the halfway point by, Oh, did you hear that? Maybe we've got a wildlife sighting. Ah, no, just some other hikers. Morning, guys. Anyway, I'm guessing I'll reach the halfway point around. Ow! What the hell is your problem, man?
Oh, my God.
What the hell? What's wrong with you?
Jesus.
You just bite me? Get the hell away from me, psycho! You're on video, you know. I am taking this to the authorities. Hold on.
He was turning. See, Zach, you did what you had to do. Right, guys? Right?
Yeah. You did. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They attacked him like wild animals.
That guy bit him.
Like a rabid dog.
Poor Curtis.
Yes! That's it. It's like rabies in a dog. It's what changes them.
Rabies doesn't manifest itself in humans the same way it does in other mammals.
How do you know that?
Most of my badges are on first aid and stuff.
It's not rabies, but it's similar. Like, when it gets into your bloodstream, you change.
So, we are talking zombies here, or what?
Well, they're infected.
So there could be a cure?
But the infection develops so quickly.
Yeah, a cure's unlikely. I mean, their body goes through so many changes, it might not be reversible. There's no remedy for rabies either. Once it takes a hold of you, you're done.
We can't let those things touch us.
Don't let them bite you, scratch you, nothing. Otherwise,
you'll turn into one of them.
So it's us against the infected.
So I guess that was my first day of camp. Somehow it was both so much worse and so much better than I expected. Which sounds weird, I know. Everybody seems so peaceful, sleeping. Like nothing that happened today really happened. Like it was all a dream. Ruby looked so cute in her giant t-shirt. What is wrong with me? Well, I guess I'd better finish up and try to get some sleep. My lookout shift is almost over. Miss you. Love you, Mom. Did you hear that? Guys! Guys!
What? What is it?
Do we have to get up already?
Just 5 more minutes.
Guys, I see something outside.
Wait, what's going on? Where? Where?
See? Way over there, up on the cliff. It's a group of people. They're so far away.
I can't tell if they're infected or not.
What are they holding?
I wish we had binoculars or a telescope. Something.
Wait. We might have something. I noticed it last night on the shelf. Got it.
A spyglass. Cool.
It's antique, but let's see if this old thing still works. Bingo! Coming over the hill. It's the scorpions? We're not alone. The cavalry's here.
To be continued in the next chapter of We're Alive, Scout's Honor. And now, a word from our sponsors. Stand by for a message from your trusty camp counselors from Emerald Bay. All Los Angeles County and Catalina Island Conservancy rules are strictly enforced on the island while staying in Two Harbors. We strongly recommend that campers come equipped with a VHF radio for potential medical emergencies. Additionally, it is advisable to bring backup batteries and be prepared for any scenario. And now, those who have brought you this audio adventure. You've been listening to We're Alive, Scout's Honor. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written by Elisa Elliott and Casey Wayland. Created and directed by Casey Wayland. Starring
Bowden Michael McConnell as Franklin.
Julian Vidorasaga as Blaine.
Dylan Rich as Zach.
Isabella Bure as Ruby.
Riley Jackson as Carmen.
Zach Paul Brown as Curtis.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by Victoria Cheng, Gino Jang, Jaina Nishioka, Eloise Nord, Greg Perot, Blair Wayland, K.C. Wayland. Produced by K.C. Wayland. Co-producers, Elisa Elliott and Victoria Cheng. Editing and sound design by Gino Jang. Music composed by Robert Mai. Theme music by Danny Burkhoff Hopkins. Vocal cut editing by Nikki Spina. Assistant editor Tim Mulhern. Post-production supervisors Victoria Cheng and K.C. Wayland. Orchestrations by Robert Mai. Music assistance by Evan Tamani. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer Victoria Cheng. Script supervisor Gino Jang. Production assistants Dimitri Keo, Isabella Miller, and Holly Megan Scott. COVID compliance officer Holly Megan Scott. Casting by Eisenberg Beans Casting. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.